Nobel laureate Toni Morrison vividly recalls her childhood in Ohio. It was dramatically different from the experiences of her parents in the segregated South. Morrison says racial integration improved people's everyday lives, but it had the unintended effect of magnifying class differences among African Americans.
It created them. Created them because now you don't have to live in those neighborhoods anymore. You don't have to go to those black-owned businesses. You don't have to go to the black lawyers, the black doctors. You don't have to go to those powerful, excellent black schools. You can go anywhere. So those institutions that were dependent in an apartheid situation on the black clientele or patients or students or what have you, many of them failed. And it was interesting to me that one of the cries of the civil rights movement toward its latter part was black nationalism, which meant a kind of separatism. Support our own businesses, our own neighborhoods, et cetera, which was precisely what the situation was prior to civil rights. All I'm saying is the progress of acquiring full citizenship has a cost.
I'm curious about your background and the role that it plays in your work. You grew up in Lorain, Ohio. I suppose you would call that the heartland of America. And,
we used to. I think the heart moved in the last few decades.
How much did that particular place shape your writing?
Oh, a lot, I'm sure. It was a small town. It was working class town. One library, one high school, et cetera. A very, very mixed town. I never really knew, still don't, what it really means to live in an all-black neighborhood. We were just all poor. And I never went to the black schools. I never, you know, participated in that particular kind of experience that seems to be, at least in the public mind, typical of African-American existence. It wasn't for me. And also, the incidents of racism to me as a kid or as a teenager were irrelevant. I just thought, you know, this has nothing to do with me. And I'm not going to spend a lot of energy on it. It was not the all-consuming thing for me. But what was consuming were the relationships among us and how history or the society formed us.
Do you think you had different kinds of relationships growing up in that particular environment? I mean, relatively integrated but poor?
Yeah, I think so. I was stunned to see, for instance, the whole press toward busing. It had some logic, but it seemed a little ridiculous to me on the face of it. Switching schools. You know, I've been sitting in schools with white kids all my life. Some were brilliant, some were thugs. Nothing improved because of that. Nothing academic, I mean. But what you get if you grow up that way with other races, Mexicans were there, and East Europeans were there, and tons of Italians, and what we call Czechoslovakians. All those people were there, and you live with them in that town, on that street. They were right next door. So I didn't have any awe, racial awe. You know, you just get rid of it at an early age. Then later on, when you're an adult, you find out, oh, there's something else going on here. So that moving to Washington and seeing signs in the buses that said colored only, for me, now I don't want to make this too glib, but it was kind of a hoot. I would steal those signs. It's kind of little things. We would take them home and put them on the bookcase. Now, mind you, for my parents, there was nothing funny about it at all because they were born in the turn of the century South, Alabama and Georgia. And their whole lives were trying to protect themselves from evil or marauding or violent white people. Theirs was different.
Toni Morrison has won many awards for her writing, including the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction and the Nobel Prize in Literature. Her acclaimed novels include Sula, Song of Solomon, Tar Baby, Beloved, and Love. Her ninth novel, A Mercy, was published in 2008.